Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Mr. Hillier?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Hillier. This is Ryan King, once again from Comwave Telecom. I called you at 16th of January, and you told me to call you after 23rd. I tried calling you, but I couldn't reach you out. So, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
All right. So, I mean, do you remember me? Well, I called you?
Oh, vaguely.
All right. Well, basically, at that time, you were busy. I mean, you were going somewhere, so you told me to call you after a week or so. So,
oh, yeah, that's the telephone, yeah.
Yeah, that was my telephone and internet, right? And we were having a promotion here, right, as I told you. And I offered you a plan that is home phone enhanced that I offered you that cost you $14.95 per month, right? And as this was a promotion, so as I told you before, I mean, you're going to get 3 months of free service first. We're going to give you out a trial, right? And if you continue the service after the trial period, so you're going to get 3 months of free service, right? And along with that, you've chosen our internet plan that is high-speed internet, 6 megabytes per second downloading, and uploading 800 kilobytes per second, and available usage unlimited, which costs you $40 a month. So total is $54.95 a month, right? Now, there is a little bit change in the promotion in a few days, right? What is the change in the promotion? After the 30 days, if you continue the service, you will get 6 months free service. Instead of getting 3 months, you're going to get 6 months free service, right? And if you get our internet and home phone together, I mean as a bundle, right? So you're going to get 3 months of additional free service. So in the total, you're going to get 9 months of free service on your home phone, right? Which means is you're not going to pay a single cent for the home phone for the first 9 months. And you're only going to pay for the internet. That is $40, right? And after the 9 months, you'll start paying for the home phone as well, which is the total cost will be $54.95 per month. But first, we're going to give you a 30 days trial to check it out. In that trial, if you don't like the service, you can cancel it, and you're under no obligations. Okay?
Okay.
So, Mr. Hillier, right now what it is, I mean, is you've chosen our internet as well. So, I mean, you would like to have the internet as well, or only the home phone that you've chosen?
Well, the internet, I have high-speed internet from Bell right now, along with home phone. Now, they have fiber optic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you arrange the internet? If you do it on the phone line, you're not going to be able to get very much speed unless you have fiber optic.
I mean, we do have fiber optic. We've got two kind of connections. One is DSL, and one is a cable connection, right? A high-speed cable connection and a high-speed DSL. And we've got fiber optics, right? So we are providing a high-speed internet connection, as I told you. It's up to 6 megabytes per second downloading. And if I'm not wrong, Bell is giving out 5 megabytes per second speed.
Well, I'm getting at best, I'm only getting 1.5 megabytes per second.
1.5 megabytes per second. Well, that's too low. I mean, it's not even a high speed. So?
No, it's supposed to be. I told them about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just downloaded something just a few minutes ago. I was getting about 1.5 megabytes per second.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's too low. Well, we are giving out 6 megabytes per second, right? If you, if you don't know, I mean, internet, when you install 6 megabytes per second, it really does not give you 6 megabytes per second, but it
will
give you 5.5 megabytes per second, because it...
Oh, well, that's better than 1.5.
Yeah,
I mean, on the average download speed, probably only about 700, 800. But sometimes you get a clear connection, you get the 1 to 2.
Yeah.
I've never gotten hired to make a voice.
All right. Yeah. So that means they're not giving you high speed, sir. They're giving you low speed, normal.
Yeah.
Because for most of the people, I've been living in the countryside. I've been living in the countryside, right? Countryside area, so that was in Northwest, and I was getting Bell satellite there, right? And I was getting on my hub, I was getting 1.5 to 2 MB speed there. But in the city, I mean, right, I'm living in Toronto, right? And I have Comwave internet. I myself is using Comwave services, and I've got 6 megabytes per second speed. And I usually get, I never got less than 4 megabytes per second downloading speed. I usually get more than that, more than 4 megabytes per second speed. Yeah?
Yeah, so, when you're downloading, you know, big 8 and 10 gigabyte files, you know, it takes a long time to get downloaded. But with 6 megabytes per second, or even 5, that would be a big improvement.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is why we give you out the trial period to just go ahead, check out the service, right? If you like it, just switch it over. Otherwise, you can cancel within 30 days. There's no obligations for you, right? So right now what I have to tell you, right, Mr. Hillier, that after the 30 days, if you continue the service, so you will be charged a $50 of security deposit that is totally refundable, right? And that will be charged for the home phone device. Now, you would be having a question, what is a home phone device? We send you out a little device that will be connected to your internet, then with your phone, and you will start using the home phone service. So for that little device, right, we charge you $50 after the 30 days. That is totally refundable. And after 30 days, if you continue the service, you will be charged that $50 charge. And whenever you return the device back, you will get that $50 back. Okay?
Yeah.
And that will be charged to you after 30 days. Now, in the meantime, as we are going to ship you the modem for the internet and the device for the home phone, so for both the devices, we are only charging you minor shipment and handling charge that is $12 only, right? And that's why we charge, because we send out the devices to Canada Post for the safety that the devices could be shipped out to you. Safe and sound. So we charge a minor cost of $12 for the shipment and handling. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Okay? Now, as you're getting the internet as well, and we're going to, as you want the high speed, right, we're going to send out our technician to install a new connection for you, right? You would like to have fiber optics or whatever, he's going to do that. What is the connection, the type of connection is available there, and it must be high speed, which gives you more speed. We can install that, okay?
Yeah.
So for the installation of the internet, there will be a one-time installation fee that is $50, okay? For the internet. So in the meantime, what you'll pay is just a $50 for the internet installation fee, that is one time, and then a $12 shipment for the modem and home phone device, both. That will be a shipment that is $12, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And your monthly cost for both the services will be $54.95 after the 9 months. Because first 9 months, your services for the home phones are free, so you're going to only pay $40 for the internet a month, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, Mr. Hillier, what I need to do is right now is just to process your order for the shipment and for the trial so you can check out our services by going into the trial, okay? So I've got your last name is Hillier. Let me spell it for you. It's H-I-L-L-I-E-R. How do you spell your first name, sir?
J-O-H-N.
John. All right. Yeah. And John, can I have your email address, please?
John M. Hillier, all lowercase.
John? I couldn't get it. John M. then?
M is Michael.
Uh-huh.
Hillier.
Hillier, all right.
At hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com, all right. That's John M. Hillier at hotmail.com, right?
Yeah.
All right, great. And John, just for the age verification, I want to confirm your date of birth in complete month, date, and year. So you're born in 19?
47.
47?
Yeah.
All right. And what is the month and the day, sir?
October the 8th.
October the 8th. All right. And, sir, you can have your same phone number with Comvays by filling out our local number portability form available on our website. We'll send you a welcome letter by the end of the day through email, and that will guide you through all of your services, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just verify your address, if that is correct or not. It's 10 Glen Everest Road, Scarborough, Ontario, M1N1J4. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Apartment number 1212.
Apartment number 1212. All right, great. And, John, how would you like to make your payments? Well, we've got two options, through credit card and through pre-authorized payment. How would you like to pay that?
Pre-authorized.
Pre-authorized. All right, great. Let me just put all your information in the account. All right, so John, for the pre-authorized, I would be requiring your bank number, the transit number, and account number.
Just a sec. That would be on my bank card, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it will be on your public check list as well, on your checkbook. I mean, under your check.
I haven't got a check nearby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use checks anyway.
All right.
Telephone banking, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gives you more safety, right?
Yeah. Okay, my client card with Royal Bank.
Mm-hmm.
4519.
I mean, you're giving credit card?
No, client card with the Royal Bank.
All right. So
bank card.
All right. So first, I want the bank number.
Oh, I don't know. 4519 or no? I don't know.
Well, what I want is a transit number, the bank number, and the account number. What's your account number, sir?
Well, let me see if I can find the check.
All right. I'm holding on the line. You can go ahead and find it.
My filing cabinet is a paper bag.
Uh-huh.
Want to send me a filing cabinet? That's a joke.
Okay. I couldn't get your joke.
Yeah, all right. No, it just fell on the floor. That's how organized I am. I got a bank. I got a checkbook here somewhere.
All right.
Should be on my bank statement, shouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you find it. I'm not exactly organized, you know.
Yeah.
And my job used to be bookkeeper, payroll.
Okay.
I'm really fucked up.
Oh.
And I'm calling you from out of here. How are you doing today? Hello, hi, I'm Mike.
Thank you.
So I'm calling you because auto insurance is very tight.
Ah, fuck. Excuse me.
I'm calling you from
Sorry, not a problem.
Everything just fell on the floor.
Oh.
Bear with me here.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Next other thing. Okay, I will give you a call back. Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello. I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Jackie Meredith. Hi, Mom. My name is John Matthew, and I'm calling you from Ottawa here. How are you doing today?
Oh, some technical.
That's great.
Okay. I'll read off the numbers on the bottom there.
All right.
64 06802.
06802. 02. All right.
03-842-914-4.
All right.
Okay, I don't know what transit number. That's in there somewhere. Number and transit number is in those numbers somewhere.
What's your account number so I can figure that out? That will be on the top of your checkbook.
Check number, that's all.
Right, when it's check number, then after that, there will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 5
digits. No, there's nothing on top.
No, not on the top. I'm talking about the bottom numbers, right? First three numbers, first three digits will be the check number, right? Then it comes up with the 5 digits, that will be the bank transit number. And I guess so. That is 06802, right?
Oh, 064.
064. And then 06802. All right. Let's do it this way. That will be simpler. Right. Just read all the numbers you have from the left side, from the left bottom till the right bottom, all the digits. I can find that out. That'll be easy.
064.
Mm-hmm.
06802.
Uh-huh.
003.
Uh-huh. 842. 9144. Alright, let me just now put it in the portal. 842-9144. That'll be your account number. Then 06802. That'll be your transit number, and 003, that'll be your bank number. That's when we got the easy way. Right. Now I'm just going to process the order. Right. If you don't mind, I will be requiring 3 to 4 minutes more from your precious time. That I will transfer the call to the National Sales Department of Combate. Just, they'll take 3 to 4 minutes to verify that you understand each and everything. And then they'll process your order for the shipment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so please stay on the line with me right now. I'm processing your order.
Okay.
Okay? So, you've been working as a bookkeeper, right?
Years ago, I've been retired for a while.
Mm-hmm. So, isn't that a difficult job to do? I mean, if bookkeeping, that is too hard to do that.
No, it's not difficult if you have a good number, good mind to figure it, you know.
You know, I always try to get rid of keeping the record and track. Oh gosh, that's so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go, sir. I've got your order number in front of me. You want to write it down?
All right.
All right, you can write it down.
Yeah.
It's C as Charlie, 402. Then it's 471.
All right.
This is your Conway account number and the order number as well. Now, I'm going to quickly transfer the call, John, to the National Sales Department. There will be 1 or 2 minutes of hold first. Then the representative will be on the line, and he's going to, you know, ready to everything and process your order. All right.
Okay.
Just stay on the line with me for a couple of more seconds.
Well, I got two computers.
Mm-hmm.
I got an old XP.
All right.
I appreciate your
call. All right, the call is connected, sir.
We will be with you just a few moments.
The representative will be there. There will be a voicemail right
at
now.
Conway, he strives to answer
okay.
your call in 2 minutes or less. The response to our recent promotion has been overwhelming, and at times, your wait may be longer. It really is worth the wait. However, we know your time is valuable, so please feel free to use our automated callback service, which will keep your call priority and call you automatically once you are first in line to speak to a Conway team member. Simply press 1 at any time to use our callback service.
Mr. Hillier?
Yes.
I think the lines are too much busy. There must be some kind of too much flow. So what I'm going to do is, right, I'm going to disconnect the call with you now, right? I'm going to get the representative on the line with me. Then I'm going to call you right back in 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just stay near the phone. I'm just calling you right back, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much for your cooperation, sir.
Okay.